Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 44. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field." A man by the name of Edward Doheny has just arrived in California. The year is 1892. Doheny is a drifter. He's worked as a mule driver, a fruit packer, and even a singing waiter. But nothing has panned out. His financial future looks grim. One day you're walking through town and see a strange thing. You see Doheny digging a hole with a pick and a shovel. Turns out he's put down all the money he can on some vacant lot just so he can dig there. You roll your eyes. You think to yourself, "I guess desperate drifters do desperate things." You keep walking. But desperate drifter Edward Doheny knows something you do not know. He spotted a black, thick goo seeping up into this vacant lot. He also has a hunch that people will soon pay money for this thick goo. He's right. Here on the lot, he strikes oil. He sets up his first oil well, the first of many. As a result, Edward Doheny becomes one of the wealthiest men in the world. Jesus tells a similar story. A man finds a hidden treasure in a field. When he does, he sells all he has to buy that field. Think about that for a moment. Imagine what his friends and neighbors are thinking. Imagine how silly and foolish they presume he is, how skewed and confused his priorities appear. But he knows something they do not know. He knows about the treasure. Which brings us to your life and mine. The culture around us may often smirk at us in polite contempt. In a society where pleasure, money, recognition, entertainment, and power are the stuff of life, the priorities of a Christian often seem quaint, clueless, even stupid. But we know something others do not yet know. We know about the treasure. We know about Jesus. We know about the priceless riches of forgiveness, peace, purpose, security, and meaning we possess in Him. In addition, we know this treasure lasts, not only for this life. It is eternal. Jesus, priceless treasure, keep me close to you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.